welcome to the Brief News Brief podcast presented by TLG Radio. I'm your host, Isaac Lopez. As you can tell by the title, this is the last show for the Brief News Brief podcast. Although it is bittersweet, there's quite a bit that I would like to discuss before I end this particular show for good. Well, I won't say for good, because you never know what might happen. It was created because I saw a need for it in the lives of my friends. This has been the culmination of a project that I've been working on for 2.5 years. And before that, there is months leading into the project that I was trying to figure out exactly what it would look like. Now, it started with just a simple current events blog that I tried to break down and analyze different current events. This was, I believe, back in June of 2019, and this was following on the heels of conversation after conversation I had with my friends and family, that they just all confessed that sometimes they just did not have the time to keep up with current events. Now, for me, I really enjoy current events. I love the different issues that are happening, in the sense that it makes you think, you feel more engaged with something that's happening in the present, and there are some things that you can do to impact it rather than maybe listening to an audiobook. Now, that's not taking a shot at Audible, but it's just something that I prefer doing, and that's where some of my energies lay. So to try to offer a solution to this issue, I came up with the Life Given Project, which started with a blog. It then grew into a blog and podcast. And then early on in the beginning of 2020, I realized that I should, instead of just commentating on current events, the thing that I could bring to the table is just report honestly on a given topic, because to be fair, I'm still very young, and there are opinions that I might have 1 year that might change or mature over time, as they should. And so the way that I could get around that or circumvent that potential immaturity is by reporting on the actual events, not necessarily getting into discussions. So that was where I think I tried to set myself apart from the rest of the conservative talking heads market, all the punditry. That's something that I tried to pivot away from, because you can go and you can get your fill of the louder with Crowders, the Steve Daces of the world, and those have their place. But for me, that's not something that I could excel at and excel in. So I then changed my blog into a new site. We moved from Blogger to Wix. And it was there that I started to recruit people to be on the project with me, and then turn into the Life Given News. I continued to have the Life Given podcast, which was still a bit more of a discussion. But by the end of the summer in 2020, we had, I believe, about 10 people working on the project, ranging from my wife as editor-in-chief to my brother-in-law and a few good friends and classmates that were interested in writing and reporting strictly based off of what was going on, based off of the facts. And we tried to market it as a short and updated blog versions of what was happening, instead of these long articles that gave you the facts 5 to 7 paragraphs into the article. So that's what we tried to do. And then in October of 2020, I wanted to expand the podcast side, because the news site was starting to consume a lot of what the time and energy that I had for the project. So I went out and we ended up adding 3 more podcasts by the spring of next year of 2021. So at this point, I think it was just every single stage was a growth period. Everything seemed to be moving in the right direction at different times. And it was really just a an amazing process to be involved in, to kind of spearhead, to get news and break it down into bite-sized chunks for people. So I even at one point, I realized though, at the end of 2020, when a lot of our writers, including myself, were in their final stages of the senior thesis writing process at New St. Andrews, that there might be a better way of reporting on current events that didn't require so much scale. So I then changed the Life Given podcast into the Brief News Brief that just stuck to reporting. And so the blog started to take a nosedive into oblivion, where we weren't able to keep up with as much content as we would like. But then the radio side of things, TLG Radio, took off. And we had four podcasts going. We were producing somewhere to the tune of, I think, 14 or 15 episodes a month at the very least. At our peak, we were cranking out 3.5 episodes a week. So there were just different sides to this project that lent itself to really, I felt like my skills just continued to grow as we just tried new things. And the obviously, as you are aware, the radio show at some point had four very distinct shows, ranging from a young man's theology podcast to the homemaking podcast that my sister launched, to a literary analysis podcast, and then to my own podcast. And then that brings us to right around October of this past year. And I realized that my show, although it was reporting on a lot of stories in a short amount of time, and I was able to keep that promise up that I had told all my listeners at some point, I realized that a newsletter would be a better fit. So I then revamped the blog, the Life Given News, and turned it into a place for me to drop newsletters, just collecting. It's really a news aggregation would be a better way of explaining it. And I did that for 3 days a week and still produced a podcast, and we had our other shows going. And at this point, I sat down with the rest of my contributors on the radio show and said, hey, you know, this is going to be one of those things that is either going to make or break, just because it was consuming a lot of time. And that this is where I get to why I'm deciding to end the show, and also for good measure, ending the newsletter that I was producing for 3 days out of the week. And I realized that at some point, the project just needed to grow for what I wanted to get out of it. I was answering the bell for a number of my friends and family, but it needed to start growing in the audience. That wasn't happening, which was totally fine. I think that was just a way of, it was just clarified at that time that this probably wasn't the best use of my time, in the sense that I loved doing it, but there were other things starting to crowd in, requesting my time. One of those things is that my wife and I just bought our first house. And then coaching basketball was coming up with the advent of the winter season. So things were coming in that were demanding more time away from my hobby. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to give this a stretch of 3 months where I'm producing as much content as possible. And I got to the point where I was producing 70 pieces of content a week when you count social media, podcasts, blog posts, email newsletters, all of that. And I was going to give it from October through the end of December of 2021. And that's what I was frank with my fellow co-hosts, fellow creators on TLG Radio, and they agreed that that was probably the right thing. And so they each evaluated where they stood. And so that's why the cut and the dry came to an end. But although my show will be ending, I know Sanctifying Story will continue on, and I believe Industrious will be wrapping up here soon, but you'll probably get a word from Akaya on that at some point. So by the end of October, early November timeframe, I realized that I just couldn't continue to produce that much content. I felt that I had given it the best shot at what I imagined it should have been from the get-go. And so there are three main points that I want to, if you take anything away from this episode, from this show, it's that overall I considered it a success. There are other projects in the work, and I would say pursuing something is oftentimes better than sitting around doing nothing. So those are the three points I would like you to take away if you took anything away from this episode. Overall, TLG Radio, TLG News, The Life-Given Project, and this podcast, The Brief News Brief, was a success in my mind. I learned so much through it, but I also accomplished what I wanted to, what I set out to accomplish. A lot of people along the way tuned in at some point throughout this journey and said, hey, this was helpful. Or they brought it up in conversation with me. And now that might have just been in my first circle or in my second and third circle of acquaintances and friends, but that's what my target audience was. Now, obviously I wish I had grown. I wish I could keep doing it, but at this point, it's not feasible for me to do it just with my other commitments. But overall, it was a success and I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was really, really fun to launch something that at one point we were running a news site. At another point, I was running a podcast radio show that had four different shows on it. I got to help produce those from start to finish at some point or another. And so to me, that it was worth the ride, the time, and the effort. It also helped me realize really just the fun that it is to produce creative content like that. And it helped me prepare for my career that I have going right now at MZ Burning Glass. So it really is, it accomplished a lot for me. And I still think that there are things that will come from this that I don't yet know about. Now, just because I'm wrapping this project up does not mean that there are not other projects in the works. I'm already starting another podcast with three other friends, and I think that's going to be a really enjoyable one just to participate in. And we're not necessarily doing it to release it to get millions of people to listen to, but we are doing it because we enjoy conversing with one another. And it's going to be very different than any of the projects on TLG that we've done. So it's completely unrelated to what TLG has and is doing right now and is wrapping up with. So I'm excited that I get to try something new. So keep your eye out for that. If you follow me on social media or if we're connected through email, just let me know if you want to be notified of that when that comes out. And I think overall, the moral of the story is pursuing something is oftentimes better than sitting around doing nothing. Because I just decided to blog and then from blogging go into podcasting, I had no experience in podcasting. I did know that I could blog because I had been doing it for years growing up. But just because there are other people out there doing the same thing doesn't mean that you can't do it slightly differently or do it better. Now, I don't think I've done it better than other people, but I did find out so much about myself. And I was able to help a lot of people try new things, such as start a podcast, write on a blog. A lot of the people that were involved in the project said that they had been interested in doing it, but had never done it because it just requires a lot of time and energy and effort. But then when I had done it, I realized that there's a way to streamline and make the hobby feasible and worth doing. So if you ever wanted to know what it is like to podcast, or blog or, get involved in current events, just let me know. I would love to talk to you about it and hear how you are going about doing it because it's something that I'm going to continue to work at. And there are other longer term projects I would like to be involved in So just let me know. I think that overall pursuing something is oftentimes better than sitting around doing nothing because if you continue to sit around and do nothing, you won't know what you missed until you actually go out and try it. So that is my takeaway from this, besides all the skills that I had to just kind of grow in because I had to do it or else it just wouldn't get done. So I will continue to be around. I will continue to be watching and keeping my eye on the current events that are going on in the present time. But for right now, I am taking a break and stepping away from the TLG project. Let me know if you have any questions. You can reach out to me at thebriefnewsbrief@gmail.com. I'll keep my eye on that inbox or just connect with me on social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook. I still have those two. And I would be happy to chat with you about this project, other projects that you may be working on, or just about current events. I love to chat about it. So for the final time, this has been the Brief News Brief podcast, and one last hurrah for the Life-Given Radio. It has really been a joy to be on the air, even if it's a small following. And even though it was a small following, it was a very engaged following. And that's all I could ask for. So thank you for tuning in, for reading the different things or listening to the different things I tried. And also for hopping along on some of the new experiments that you were involved in, whether it was a Facebook group, a podcast, all of those things. God bless, and I will see you around.